say I
drank that much.
Yeah. And then you might ask me, how much have you?
How much did you drink?
And you might say,
I drank too much.
if dinner was on the table and everybody was sort of standing around waiting to begin, your mother might say, well, just go ahead and
eat.
And if she was talking about the process of, I don't know, being from standing up position to sitting position, she'd say,
sit down.
In that case, then you'd say, if a person did that, you'd say, he went ahead and
sat down.
Mm-hmm. And so nobody else was standing, they had all.
Sat down.
Yeah. Okay, if you were, you know, passing around stuff, and you wanted somebody just to go ahead and take some, you might say, well, just go ahead and
take some.
Okay.
Help yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so then you'd say, he went ahead and
helped himself.
And since he had already
helped himself.
Okay, if you decided you didn't want to eat something, you might say, well, no, thank you, I don't think I'd
like it.
Okay. If food has been cooked and then served a second time, you say it's been
leftovers, it's been served before.
Now, you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew it.
Have you ever heard of anything called mush?
No.
Now, what would you call stuff like peas and beets and carrots and all those things you refer to them as?
Vegetables.
And a plot near the house where you might grow vegetables would be a
garden.
And there's a particularly kind of southern food that people have in the morning.
Grits.
Yeah. And now, would that be, if it was like whole kernels, you'd call it?
Hominy.
Now the kind of grain that they grow so much in China would be?
Rice.
And, what would be a name, first of all, for cheap whiskey?
Moonshine.
Okay.
No, that's not what you wanted to do.
Well, moonshine would probably,
that's just
what would that be? Would that be
homemade?
Homemade, okay. And what about, you may not have any of them, just sort of non-homemade kind, but just really cheap kind.
Booze, I don't know.
Rock gut or something, have you ever heard?
What?
Rock gut? Have you
ever heard? No, I never heard that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything called splow?
No.
Okay. Now, if something was cooking and it made a sort of good impression on your nostrils, you might say,
it smells good.
The stuff that, I think, yeah, from cane, that, a thick stuff that, like, they boil down the cane and they get
sorghum.
Okay, sorghum.
Molasses.
Yeah. And then the stuff that you might put on pancakes, you call?
Syrup.
Okay. Now, what would be the difference between the syrup and the molasses?
Molasses would be thicker.
Okay. Now, if something was not imitation, like a belt, for example, stamped on the inside of a belt, if it's real leather, it'll say?
Genuine.
Mm-hmm. And if something is sold, it's not in packages, but it's like measured out, you say it's sold.
Quantity.
Okay. Or how about in bulk?
Right, in bulk.
Okay. Now the stuff that, like in the morning, that you put on your toast, is like strawberry.
Preserves.
Okay.
Jelly.
Yes.
Jam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you have on the table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. And if there were a bowl of apples on the table, and a child wanted one of the apples, he might say,
give me an apple.
Mm-hmm. Now, you might say, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
them.
Mm-hmm. If you were pointing to a tree that's, you know, a way off, you might say, it's
all the way over there.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you wanted me to say.